It can mean only one thing.
Say that again.
We all are in this cultural trance.
Yeah.
Go away, you look funny.
I feel it's time for something dramatic. Something that'll surprise the audience. Keep their attention.
Are you ready to rock?
Go away.
The bigger they are, the further they fall, and the funnier it gets.
Every time it seems we've gone about as far as we can, it's time for Grandma and Grandpa to take off.
All you need is a stick, a pot or a pan, spoons, a bell, a triangle, cymbal, anything you can get to make some noise with.
Well, folks, there's real progress. You can see why we call it
Exquisite Quirk.
CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Remain seated, please.
This program tells you what to do in an emergency.
It's controlled by computers.
I'm going to describe some simple techniques that you can use to improve your listening skills.
It's a lot of work.
Money. No records, no record release party. No record release party, no record release party snacks.
They even say that you're going to die.
Yeah, we're here. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. A little bit of a rough beginning, but it's kind of what we do anyway. What the hell? This is DJ Bleak in live for you on Thursday. What's the date anyway? The 10th. 10th. Next week is the 17th. 24 hours of radio art, and we're preparing for that. I've got recordings coming in from all over the world, basically. We got a French couple called Headphoner and Nurse doing a bit in the morning sometime, and Chris Burke, who is an artist of some renown that I'll probably tell you about a little later, he'll be doing an hour for 24 Hours of Radio Art, and I'm very excited about that, one of my heroes. Today on Exquisite Corpse, we'll be doing a all spoken weird show. So all spoken word and in that field. So we're going to start off with spoken word bits recontextualized by John Oswald. And it is A Case of Death.
The Case of Death by Agatha Smith.
Now, then, to begin with, there was what I can only describe as a curiously eerie feeling in the air. There was,
she said,
a spot of blood,
she said,
blackmail,
she said,
proof,
she said,
the inspired guess,
she said,
a little wicked coincidence and a little dark scandal,
she said,
an enthusiastic bather, a septic finger, dried up flowers, of course, dangerous things and queer messages, and I was, in a way, mixed up in it.
Then,
now,
she paused. But at that moment,
the opportunity arose
for mystery.
Murder.
And she stopped dead.
She would be, the silly creature.
Surprised by her sudden pause, Detective Frank Smile spoke. He remarked at length.
But
tricks.
Stiff.
Stick.
Cropped.
Flesh.
Black.
Blunt.
Touching.
Creeps man.
Terrible.
Whistle.
Bungalow.
Boy.
Girl.
Dark. Dim. Slim. Someday. Dull. Darn. Do. Oh!
Very strange indeed,
said
Mary Mead. Mabel's husband, elderly bachelor doctor, George Bather, Bucks,
and
Mrs. Ethel, Keston Spa Hydro,
and
Colonel Queer Canary,
and
Miss Hellier Plump, cool, well-preserved, drew her chair a little nearer to him,
faint,
with a sigh of relief. Then
Inspector Smith replied,
we have our little mysteries, of course.
Huh.
So she says.
Hmm. In another minute, Dr. Clutch Chance was interrupted by a big, brisk butcher, typical in hat. He was. Who'd wonder, he said gently.
I dare say she thought, poor thing, well, we needn't go into that.
He was interrupted by Miss Teaspoon Chance.
A very good-looking girl and obliging in every way,
she said. Hello.
Oh.
Hi. Scotland Yard?
Yes. No.
Well?
No.
What?
No.
You could not?
No.
Oh.
A little gasp went round the circle. Ooh, however...
Aha, said the pseudo-duke. He laughed. Miss Teaspoon Chance sadly paused.
Jane chimed in. Something happened, and in cold blood, too.
Detective Blunt, slightly open to things, or something, remained vaulted motionless beneath. Peep below. It came from the stillness of the blinds of the ground floor rooms upstairs, unshuttered. And the eagerly expected gardener or some white girl said primly, nothing.
He said,
with a smile suavely, I don't want this pistol of mine to go off. And now,
I began to believe that the only policy was a bold one,
he said. He drew her deftly inside an establishment of the kind indicated, and putting his hands on Miss Teaspoon Chance, a quarter of an hour later, he uttered an ejaculation of delight. Oh! She said,
I saw his mind working.
But... Then what? Said bogus inspector. Bingo, blunt.
Nothing could have looked more accidental. Mrs. Trollope said,
that'll be the end of the case.
She smiled at him with a shudder.
She said,
I don't know why I do it. And I knew it.
She said,
I found that out. Though I admit it's only a guess. And how wicked it is and all that. But there was no proof.
He said,
I was in the drawing room with Miss Trollope, face downwards.
Several hours passed before he reappeared immediately in a somewhat futuristic dressing gown, menacingly, and disappeared through the door marked private.
Oh, why, of course, yes, that was a strange business. Go ahead, Dolly.
It was after 3 o'clock of the day before, and suddenly, and absolutely suavely, noiselessly, breathlessly, sharply, obediently, swiftly, steadily, heartily, cautiously, busily, lately, keenly, gently, slowly, sadly, and ungrammatically. But doubtless, the girl half closed his eyes, he drew his breath, and breathlessly, she said,
possibly.
Thereafter, things proceeded rapidly.
His wife was surreptitiously glancing at a catalogue of bulbs which had come by the late post. But then, again, before, and once more,
he remarked, it is for more, which far, thud, faint, swift, dropped, when done, she's dagger, down, dress, parted, police, horror, dazed, business, gesture, that white in daily, dress, doors, dance.
Well, it looks like it, doesn't it?
Anyway.
But you'd better tell it, dear.
The room opposite, the stillness of the step, upstairs, unshuttered from the cases in the corner, covered by a man's hair, leaning up against the door in the opposite wall, the position of which was carried out in a bold design, but on the left-hand side there was more red, of a jewelled and wide down, things clean, curious, in a low, nothing, corresponding piece to the missing than there should have been. And the patterns seemed to have got mixed.
I think I must try and make my explanation a little more subtle,
he remarked. Pink curtains rattled just across the passage. A bell rang up a flight of stairs and into a room to be at the back of the queer blinds of clear. But this particular window upstairs, unshuttered, in appearance, switch deep projections into velvet pile. In addition, corner to the side of the house, pointed upward, dimmed some steps in her hand. The secret wood square box band, motionless, little, typical, several things, is a small, white, underground position den. Dark dot and glared at the guest with lifted eyebrows. Contents filled the room in her hand. Then the latter sat down on a hard chair, looking through cunningly contrived peepholes, banging valuable jewels till the police come, completely unconscious of the fact Nurse Smith dropped, palpitating sighs, awaiting presently a suitable moment. And
presently, the police came at last.
Aha, replied baffled, bogus inspector. Bingo, Bailey, blunt, banging, busily, baffled, bogus inspector. Blackbeard, butcher, blitz, bets, bought, behind him. But at that moment,
the opportunity arose
for mystery,
murder,
and, wait a minute.
Then,
suddenly, anyway,
presently,
what, replied Detective Frank Smile.
Mrs. Trollope said,
hands up! And the Duke sprang forward with a pad and pencil and drew a breath of relief. He strode across to the door as the door
over there
behind them. The door into the door of this stood with its door ajar. But standing in the doorway by the communicating door to the door in the opposite wall, the position of which, as the door opened, was entering up to the front door, the door appeared proceeding. An inner door led in a secret drawer to a back doorknob. In the other door, closed in little doors. And there's another door, purposely a little ajar, closed
door.
Then passing out through the doorway, slightly open, closed, opened it carefully, closed again, and opened the door. He paused on the threshold. Then, with a laugh, he sprang back.
And once more,
the Duke sprang forward, propelled right over London.
Mrs. Trollope said,
a fine view.
So she says,
she said, now look here.
Of course, it's splendid,
he remarked.
Well, it looks like it, doesn't it? But then,
Agatha spoke.
As I say,
she said,
I was so sure. But,
Dr. Chance clutched Bingo by the arm.
As a matter of fact, I have something up my sleeve,
he said with a smile.
Well,
she said, breathlessly.
Ooh.
Oh!
How horrible! Wasn't it?
Suddenly, after lunch, Agatha said,
I've thought of something.
Huh.
Yes.
What? But one word had caught the other's attention.
Indigestion.
She passed. She paused. She whispered, it's her.
She sighed.
Oh,
surely, dear.
She paused. She passed. She's dead, she said.
She said...
All right, he said. She said... Oh, Charles.
The garden.
With violence.
She sighed.
She paused.
She stopped.
Then paused. She paused. And slowly, but...
Presently.
He poured him a cup of tea.
Etc. But the very next day...
Suddenly. This just opened right.
But...
It... Left. More. For. Which he knew is it. One.
Before.
Why?
Peak. Proof. Plump. Think. Point. Parallel. Two. She paused.
He said,
but what could I do?
Then, she said,
but you know what I mean,
she said.
I've changed everything,
she said.
And what happened?
She paused, she said.
The result came as a shock to me,
she said.
And the final coincidence,
said Agatha, she said.
With a sigh of relief,
was.
She sighed, she paused.
At that moment, he spoke the last words nimbly, with a sinister relish. It. Is.
Oh, now, I should just like to say this.
Remember the last time we talked about this old body of ours, Bob?
Yeah, I remember, Dad.
No. Well, now, to begin with, it's, penis.
Yeah, I know that already, Dad.
This organ is one of the most wonderful examples we have of how, son, to do anything knowingly to make it come is a very grave sin.
Oh, I don't get you.
You know what happens when you stuff yourself with cake and cokes until you're ready to pop.
Sure, I get a stomachache.
You bet. Food tastes good, so that we'd be sure to get our vitamins each day. Sperm, as the doctors call it.
Oh, but, Dad, that's wrong, isn't it? I mean...
And don't let me catch you monkeying with mine for another couple of years yet. But here's the important thing to understand now. All those changes in our bodies which make a boy into a man, it ejects a fluid which contains the seed or the...
Golly, Dad.
No, Bob. Well, what I'm talking about now is... one of these nights, before very long, you may find that sometimes, before men are married... In spite of modern medicine, nature opens a sort of a...
Well, you mean that...
Something like that. So, but...
Gee, our bodies are complicated, aren't they, Dad?
Oh, you bet. More complicated than the biggest dynamo ever built.
Oh, but, Dad, why do fellas get these...
Now, that's a good question, Bob. To begin with, this business of... Men begin to feel it occasionally, as soon as they start to grow up. But always remember this, son. I did when I was a boy. You will, too.
Golly.
So, but now here's the important thing. Sperm tastes good. It's good. As long as it's hard. Get it?
I got it, Dad.
Fine. You mind if I smoke in your room?
Oh, I know, Dad.
You've probably never heard of me, but you can see some of my inventions sold in Kmart, Walmart, and stores all across the country. Now you can learn how to kickstart your own invention. I'll give you easy and inexpensive ways to find your invention hacks and tip to keep your life from being rough. You'll learn many stories, free game and help, and find me to read real life success 640 including my... My page book is packed full of helpful to get from you could use to successfully sell your invention. Listen to this special offer. Call to order on his new book, Royal Undoilties in Your Future.
We have bought a record for you. Would you like to listen to it?
I'm not sure.
Would you like to hear that record on sex again?
I don't understand.
I brought some drawings so that you can actually see the things I'm going to describe.
Mm-hmm.
There is a larger opening called the vagina.
Man.
The vagina is capable of being stretched a great deal.
What are testicles?
Testicles.
Mm-hmm.
The testicles manufacture seed. When too much of this seed is produced, it overflows and comes out of the penis. Usually during the night when the boy or man is asleep. This is called a wet dream. Sometimes boys worry about this, but it's really nothing to worry about at all. It's a perfectly normal, natural thing.
Boys are rough and noisy.
Well, that's not at all unusual.
Does menstruation hurt?
Sometimes a girl may have a little headache or an uncomfortable feeling in her stomach. Some girls feel blue, upset, and cross. They may cry easily and lose their tempers over nothing. And they may use menstruation as an excuse for being rude and mean. It may be pretty hard to live with. Some girls imagine they feel worse than they actually do. They get in a dither just by thinking too much about themselves. So pay no attention to a little ache or two. Now that you know what you can expect these few days every month, learn to live with them easily. They needn't upset you. After all, menstruation is so right and normal. Once you understand it and how little bother it is, paying attention to it makes about as much sense as worrying over your breathing.
Man.
I want to tell you about something else. Never refer to the menstrual period as the monthly period. It's better to speak of the curse, or sick days, or falling off the roof. This is all quite normal.
It sure is.
This is called an erection.
Why is that?
The penis is made up largely of a special tissue that is full of small pockets, something like a sponge material. Sometimes blood is pumped from the arteries into this material. This makes the penis get larger and become hard, 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 hard.
Think very, very hard.
Hard.
Hey! Go up. Go up.
This is my wife from the woods. This is a kind of dumpling that my wife is making. She puts in poppy seeds and sugar and mixes them with chopped beets and cottage cheese. Then she wraps them in a jacket of dough. Faust noodle, we call them. In English, fist dumplings. There is no end to what can be stuffed in them. Meat, fruit, vegetables. Then we leave them here in the woods. This is our life. Fist dumplings. I remember, late that summer, we had to sell the farm and this land to make my wife rich. This was the last time that my wife is making fist dumplings. This is a kind of fist that my wife is making. This is a kind of wife that my fist is making. Then my wife can be beat and chopped and stuffed in a jacket here in the woods. Fist my wife from the woods. In this part of Austria, we wash our fists so they will be clean and white. Clean, white. This was my wife. Die.
Clouds hanging tough now, and there actually are a few snow flurries off to our north and west, and one or two of those may wander down across the area. On the other hand, it is getting slightly milder, and we're continuing to be optimistic that the temperature actually inches above freezing by a degree or two this afternoon. And temperatures tomorrow will be similar, although there's a better chance for some snow to fall out of the clouds tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. Could be some melting of that snow on city streets, but maybe a covering to even an inch or two in the suburbs.
Snow still coming our way, Dr. Joe Sobel?
Yeah, it sure is, James. And there's some pretty good snows falling across parts.
You're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio at CITR Vancouver on 101.9 FM, CITR.ca online, and 101.9 on your FM dial if you're plugged into the cable on the back of your FM stereo thing, which a lot of you are pretty clueless about, I've noticed in life. Okay, Spoken Weird Day on Exquisite Corpse. So Porist was up there with Fist Dumplings and Bran Flakes. We heard Bran Flakes in there. Record on Sex Go Up. Spackle Queen was in there with Royalties from Commercial Ad Hoc, various artist compilation taking commercials and remixing them in their own special way. Evolution Control Committee, Sex Re-Education, and that is their version of that sex ed record from the 50s that you may remember that the Value Village People, my own band, has also remixed that in a longer and some say better way. But maybe you'll hear it next week. If you listen to 24 Hours of Radio Art, we'll be doing our special segment as well as the Value Village People. We started the show with John Oswald, The Case of Death from John Oswald's Plunderphonics. And there you go. We are caught up. We are listening to Alan Licht right now, and a New York Minute. So a New York Minute fuses many sides of Licht into one monolithic mega mix. And what you got here is New York. New York weather reports spanning what a year, I think it is. I think it's maybe every day, every week, something like that. I forget. I'd have to read it for you, but it's kind of hard to find at the moment. But we'll be hearing some more coming up in the future from Miranda July and, of course, William S. Burroughs. Got some Steve Fisk in here as well, Wayne Butane. People Like Us, Chris Morris, Cassette Boy, and Negative Land. Negative Land. So stay tuned for all of that. If you have any requests for any spoken word stuff that you can think of that's odd, you can give us a call, 822-2487, 604, 822-CITR, 604-822-CITR, and I've got a cough coming on, so I'm going to leave you with Alan Licht here. We've got another few minutes to go.
Some of that sunshine getting through, and it looks like we're going to see plenty of it the rest of the day. And very pleasant this afternoon. Above normal temperatures, a high 42. And for tonight, it'll be clear, but not as chilly. A low 34 in Midtown, 24 in the suburbs.
Now we're dealing with a cloudy sky here this afternoon, but temperatures are mild, topping out around 44 degrees. The clouds associated with the storm, which is actually centered all the way back in Iowa, but it has a front reaching east into Ohio, and then it curls down to the Gulf Coast, and there's a warm front reaching eastward across Virginia. This is all going to slowly moving east over over the next 48 hours, and it's going to keep our skies gray. We will see some light rain coming in around midnight. It'll be off and on right through the day tomorrow and into tomorrow evening. Temperatures across much of the area staying above the freezing marks. We'll just have wet roads to deal with, but there is a chance, at least, across Connecticut to White Plains and north of I-80, that for a time late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning, temperature going to be right around that freezing mark, and you may find some untreated roads a little icy for the morning rush hour.
Well, it has simply been dull, dreary, damp, and dim since the day's dawn, and it will probably persist through the day's dreary and dull, dim, damp demise at dinner. The good thing, though, is that most of the rain, well, that's departed. We just have a little drizzle to face. Temperature getting to 42 this afternoon, going down to 36 tonight. Tomorrow, some clearing, high 46. It'll be breezy this afternoon with a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high about 44. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30 in the suburbs, 34 in Midtown. Tomorrow, pretty nice day. Cloudy to partly sunny, high 40. Well, we expect to have a mixture of clouds and sunshine for the course of the day. The afternoon high temperature about 42 degrees. And then for tonight, partly cloudy.
How do I say your name again?
Martin.
Right, Martin. I think the headaches have a lot to do with your posture at the computer. Can I just look at your tongue? Yes. Do you get cold fingertips?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes.
I'll just take your pulse. Your spleen is damp. Have you had acupuncture before?
No.
It's important for patients to relax fully before I start treatment. Otherwise, it can be a bit distressing. Now, just put your wrist down by your side. You may feel a little tingle when I put this one in. The nails I use are between 9 and 14 inches long and half an inch thick. Okay, and now 2 in your stomach. They must go through the body part and at least 2 inches into the table. Otherwise, the patient will slide off when I prop them against the wall. Have you worried your head at all?
You don't want to.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do, Martin, is prop you up on your board. Right. You might feel a little uncomfortable because you're taking weight of your body on those nails through your arms.
Yes.
So you might want to try and just push down a bit. Often I'll leave several patients back together along the walls half an hour. They're usually concentrating too much on themselves to notice anything else. Now, Martin, I'm just going to give your stomach nails a little tweak. Can you feel that? This one? Good. Sorry. Oh, Sarah's fainted. All right. Yeah, that's quite normal. All right, Sarah. Just waking you up. All right. There we are. All right. That's it. Wakey, wakey. I think the treatment is very successful.
Deep breaths, everyone.
I've never had a patient come back. We have difficulty getting some of them to leave under their own steam. We just have to leave them out the back. They've normally gone in the morning.
this straight.
Experimental days of broadcasting, as such, are over.
Thursday, January 17th, CITR celebrates art's birthday with another 24 hours of radio art.
To confuse.
The Art of Sounds. Thursday, January 17th, midnight to midnight. 24 hours of radio art. Happy birthday, Art. From CITR 101.9, Vancouver. For CITR.ca.
Well, of course, that's the sound you don't hear very often. But it is the real thing.
You must keep reminding yourself. It's just a
sound collage.
It's just a
sound collage.
It's just a
sound collage.
It's just a sound collage.
Only a madman could understand it all.
I can understand that.
I am that I am. I am that I. Am I? Am that. I am. I am. That I am. I am that I am. I am that am I. Am I that I am. Am I that am. I that I am. Am that I. Am I. That I am, I am. That am I am. That I am. Am I. That I am. That am I. Am I. I that am I. I that am. I am I. Am that. I am. Am I that? Am I that I am? I am that I am. I am I that am. I am I that? I am that am. I am I am that. I am that. I am that I am. I am that. Am I? Am that I? I am. Am that? I am. Am that? Am I? I? Am that? I am. I am. That 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 I am.
I am.
Selma's ran school, where they later made the atom bomb and couldn't wait to drop it on the Yellow Peril. The boys are sitting on logs and rocks eating some sort of food. There's a stream at the end of a slope. The counselor was a southerner with a politician's look about him. He told us stories by the campfire, culled from the racist garbage of the insidious Sachs rumor. East East is evil, West is good. Suddenly a badger erupts among the boys. Don't know why he did it, just playful, friendly, and inexperienced. Like the Aztec Indians who brought fruit down to the Spanish and got their hands cut off. So the counselor rushes for his saddlebag and gets out his 1911 Colt 45 auto and starts blasting at the badger, missing it with every shot at 6 feet. Finally, he puts his gun 3 inches from the badger's side and shoots. This time, the badger rolls down the slope into the stream. I can see the stricken animal, the sad, shrinking face, rolling down the slope, bleeding, dying. You see an animal, you kill it, don't you? It might have bitten one of the boys. The badger just wanted to romp and play, and he gets shot with a 45 government issue. Contact that. Identify with that. Feel that and ask yourself whose life is worth more. The badger or this evil piece of white shit. As Brian Geisen said, man is a bad animal.
Hello, I'm William Shatner, here to talk to you about high school. Choose from TV VCR Repaired, or TV VCR Repaired, or get your degree in TV VCR Repaired. If you've wondered just how TV VCR Repaired works, well, it's no secret. Once you enroll in a course, you receive legal assistance. They're fun, and you get all the legal assistance you need. As you finish each project, the next one is mailed to you. They're fun. Call now to get your free personalized career pack on TV VCR Repaired. If you've wondered just how William Shatner works, well, it's no secret. Once you enroll in a TV VCR Repaired, you receive William Shatner like this one. With
call now for the free William Shatner. Call 1-800-487-3483, 1-800-387-8800. Then decide if you want to call 1-800-487-3484-8483-7800. Call now, 1-800-487-3478-4800.
Okay, I'm going to start out with a new poem that I was just finishing. It's called,
I don't need it, I don't want it, and you're cheating me out of it. I'm old and I'm bitter and I'm going to tell you what I think. Money and politics fall at the complete day,
and at the very best, you can only keep it hot for three months.
I'm lazy and I don't want to do nothing except what I have to do.
Tight as a crab's ass.
Now I want you to stay down below the waist and under no circumstances. Come above the shoulders, and I want you to sniff around and keep sniffing, keep sniffing.
You want to walk away with the smell.
And you're off on your own, and you're running. I'm not going out tonight because it's more trouble than it's worth. You're going to stay here and drink.
Sit in the brown chair, having a good time by yourself.
And I'll tell you something. You think you're so great? Well, everybody thinks you're a joke.
It's a miracle I survived.
What kind of an artist are you when you do nothing but lay around in bed all day watching TV? I don't need it. Anyway, you cheated me. Take it to the limit. One more time. You gotta make them come. You gotta make them come. You gotta make them feel yourself. And then fake it for yourself. Give it to you because I need it. Make them money and having a good time. Share pain and I love it. The palace days.
Take it away. You find everything you can.
Intimacy and I'm glad this one's over.
Thank you for telling me what I did was successful. I love being served. You only trying to make fools of love with you, trying to make fools of love with you, and then ripping them off as nicely as you can. And you keep working it over and over again, trying to score.
And I spent the whole week having meetings, telling people how well we're doing and how great everything is.
I'm gonna make it this time. Baby, I wanna make it perfect. And you give,
you give, and give until it hurts, and give until it really hurts.
Then I'm not going to give one more goddamn thing ever in any lifetime.
You get nothing. I'm waiting for tomorrow so I can go to work.
I got an appointment at 11, and I like working more than being with anyone.
And I'm laying on the bed sheet, waiting for enough time to pass for enough time to pass for me to go to sleep.
I gotta get up early.
Thinking it over again.
Thinking about it.
I'm running a film clip of what I was saying this morning on the telephone.
I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do any more fundraising. As a matter of fact, I refuse to raise 10 cents for anyone.
I don't believe the lie anymore.
She had a back off because she was sin.
If I'm going to hustle, I want to hustle for myself.
And in answer to your question,
you should think of me as being dead.
You know, after a few months, it's hard to remember somebody, and after a year, it's trying to remember a party I went to last year.
And I thought you'd learn to love me, but I guess you never will. And I thought I'd learn to love you because you feel so good. But it was pizza, quiche, or beef Wellington takeout.
You miss giving me what I want. You miss giving me what I want.
I don't care for my life or anyone else's. I'm an old man, and in 5 or 6 years I'll be falling apart.
So I want $100 pledges, and I want them as fast as they can come.
Poetry, politics, pragmatism, and friends.
I never thought it would end up just turning a buck.
And all I want is publicity, because at least it gives me a false feeling of being loved and sells books.
And everything you thought you understood is a misunderstanding or completely wrong.
Paralysis, fear, and deceit.
And I don't recommend to anyone to be alive, and I can't imagine anyone wanting to be alive except if they're completely deluded.
And I don't recommend to anyone being born again anytime, anywhere, but you're only asking for trouble.
And you're floating at the high watermark, and you've already spent your whole life trying to stay afloat. Concentration, willpower, and endurance.
I'm trying to get through it like you.
And nobody told me what to do.
And I took what I wanted.
You just skidded out of control.
The worst is that moment happening.
You hit a bank of snow.
I'm a tough old bag, and I know what I'm talking about.
We got a completely different situation.
John, it's time for defense.
I like the feel of a gun in my hand.
Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, 29 3 tons behind that bullet. Why won't you be holding it?
Picking up responses, safety, and the world outside, building ourselves a jungle fort, surface to air missiles, increased deployment, readiness alert.
Because tonight the air is jagged with some more slightly dangerous aspects. I can't see it, but I can feel the threat.
So I want double protection. I love the feeling of being armed with weapons, and I love the feeling of being surrounded by well-armed attendants.
Summon the Secretary of War. Thank you for doing what we wanted. you to do. I got a wheel of iron and strength of steel. I got a wheel of iron and strength of steel. We're living on a rough street, expenditures for defense, surface to surface, missile to missile, express copy, express humble and seemingly accessible, everyone. Your movie star beyond, your wire, your imagination, comrades, long has it been since we've drawn our sword, shannon, and you want it, you got it, you want it, you want it, you got 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 it
weapon systems disguised in ordinary life. Heroin and the samadhi of the gods.
I'm completely alone and I love it. I'm completely alone and I love it.
Can't you tell us the best thing about yourself? Tell me what you do with trash.
Tell me how you treat trash.
Tell me what you do to you flush it down the toilet. There's nothing I love about you, but I love the way you love me.
I'm having myself a little love and tenderness, cause it's all I ever wanted in the first place.
Warmth and intimacy, world class,
cuddling on LSD.
You know how to give me exactly what I need.
We're doing a double backstroke in an Esther Williams movie.
Making money and having a good time.
And you always get everything you want. You only get it after you stop wanting it.
And I'm not going to think about anything, and I don't want to work anything out. If you only knew how sweet and powerful it is to have no expectations and be ruthless and hungry.
And regard the impossibility to stop, and the decision has been received from the cabinet delivered by the Secretary of State. Abort mission to final enlightenment.
Take yourself direct to the nearest Buddha field if you learn how, and if you didn't, you got a whole lot coming.
So I'm going to make it easy on you, kid. Your BMW broke down on the freeway, and you're walking into the blackness with the sky holding a flashlight.
And you come out with a funny taste in your mouth and keep smiling.
John Giorno, and that is from, you can find that at ubu.com, free for download. And let me go back here, see what I can tell you. That is... resources from November 2007, selected by Christoph Magone and John Giorno. I don't need it, I don't want it, and you cheated me out of it. Right there at ubu.com, ubu.com. And there's a lot of artists on here to look up, a lot of sound artists. There's also visual stuff here. There's archives of all sorts of things. MP3 archives, papers, sound, historical stuff, film and video, ethnopoetics, conceptual writings, and it's a terrific resource for avant-garde sound and video and whatnot, ubu.com. We also heard from that same compilation some Brian Geisen, and where was that? Let me find that again so I can tell you a little about that. I can't find it. I thought I could find it within seconds here. I think it's in the same place. Well, anyway, Brian Geisen in there. Oh, it was called I Am from Machine Poem from 1960. Brian Geisen. And let's see how that worked out then. Okay, Brian Geisen, we heard that after Chris Morris with Acupuncture from Blue Jam. Then the Brian Geisen. Then William S. Burroughs did Kill the Badger from Dead City Radio. Tim Maloney was in there with Shatner from Free Speech for Sale. And John Giorno, of course. And the last thing we heard. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. Let's hear some massages and we'll come right back.
February 20th, tune in all night long for the Homelessness Marathon on CITR.
Why do a nationwide homelessness marathon?
Because homeless people should have access to the media where they can freely speak out. Because it is the homeless who are best able to educate people on the issue of homelessness.
This 14-hour broadcast will begin at sunset on Wednesday, February 20th, and continue through sunrise the next day in front of the Native Friendship Center of Montreal.
This year, more than 30 stations are carrying the Homelessness Marathon. For more info, visit www.citr.ca.
To participate, dial 1-866-763-4136. Call toll-free.
They say you don't want people giving you too much?
No, well, you know what? See, like, when you panhandle, people like you to come up with some clever kind of saying. And it's really unique, because every individual's got what's going to make them laugh, and you may not even understand why they're laughing.
CITR is willing to serve a cause greater than themselves. I've been inspired by their strength. You can go there to learn about private efforts in your own community and broadcast 101.9. It gains in strength and audacity. It's very vague. They need additional skills. It's working, and that's your calling as well.
And yes, Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9. Let's move right back into things with, I forgot, no, Jolly Green Giant from Negative Land.
Hey, when you're ready, rolling on three.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to... Say July over the snow, isn't that the fun of it?
If you make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there.
One writer might do it this way. The peas plan that ends vegetable wars forever. The green giant, who is just about as big as a corn and pea man can get, has a plan that guarantees peas on earth forever.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Peas on earth forever.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
Peas on earth, goodwill towards men. According to his plan, you just reach for a can of plump green giant peas. They're so sweet and tender that the worst vegetable hater in the family will surrender and nobody will call it appeasement. Get some from your good old grocer, like now.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that. Yes, well, that's about where I say in July.
Now we need something to bring the bones and stones of this verbalization to life. We need to find a video brilliancy of enormous power and clarity. A pictorial flash, like a burst of heat lightning, to illuminate the central concept.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
The big green jewel of the vegetable kingdom.
Yes, well, that's about where I say in July.
There will be other pictures in the commercial illustrating secondary claims, which add dimension and depth, or which add mood and feeling. But these will swing out from this video like a man's cape swings out from his shoulders.
Yes, always.
Once arrived at, this video will become a sine qua non of your reality campaign.
You emphasize a bit in July.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
You never knew a pea could be like this. Dewy sweet, June morning fresh, and overflowing with full pea flavor.
Listen, can we just one last thing?
house.
Yeah?
It was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
This is no ordinary fee.
No, you don't really mean every July. But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July.
Try to be real cheery at the beginning. Yeah. Like, real cheery. Okay. These are all formula type things.
All right, gentlemen, this is take 15.
We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
Fraction more on that shows thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against.
Because the clients are walking in at 4. We have to have a semi-mix, so you've got 100%
today. Sizzle.
I think the hopeful tone you did in was better. Oh, the hopeful suggestion.
Because Findus frees the cod at sea, and then add a crumb crisp coating. That's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up, because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good.
Every porpoise has a purpose.
Norway. Fish fingers in Norway. Finders, Norway.
Slippy slidey, gooey grind.
Flippin' floppy,
The New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the
sizzle. That's it, let's settle down to a playback. Let's do a playback.
Too much directing around here. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read, unrewarding.
It has the common touch without being or sounding patronizing. If you are writing about bologna, don't try to make it Cornish hen, because that is the worst kind of bologna there is. Just make it darn good bologna.
Here under protest is beef burgers.
I'll start with a steak.
Something to drink with that.
Yeah, give me an extra light.
That's the extra light beer by Pabst?
Yeah, that's right.
The one with just 70 calories?
Pabst. That's good. They probably won't like that.
You know, we'll have several for them.
Beef burgers.
You know, all to yourself, John.
Beef burgers. We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit, you know that.
I'll have the $5.95 all-you-can-eat steak special.
One all-you-can-eat steak special. While you're waiting, perhaps you'd like to visit our complimentary salad bar and fill up on lettuce.
I'll wait for the steak.
Feel free to...
I want to get that up quick. You gotta get the lettuce.
You want one more? Yeah. Morons, what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Well, you do this. It's impossible.
Orson, you did 6 last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
That's
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
Nothing.
In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was. You
it isn't worth it. No money is worth it.
That's good. It'll be a good spot.
Hello, Nora.
Hello, Joanne.
Good morning to you.
I've been longing to get on for you. I do phone in a lot, but don't get through.
Now, Nora.
Yes.
I'm Nora. I'm going to annoy you even more because we're just heading into the news. So will you stay there?
Lovely.
Just stay there.
No, I'm too old.
Pardon?
No, I'm 89 this year, and we always had Sunday pinnies.
Oh.
Is that of interest?
Oh,
they
you
were
bet.
White with lace. Embroidery, and you had slots to put ribbon through.
Oh.
And I was a large family, so we had the girls pink and blue We did, not that I can remember. I'm 89 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to school, but I don't.
Nora, I love your call. Do you wear a penny now when you do?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I'm disabled and in a wheelchair. I don't do anything. What I really wanted to get on about.
And how old are you, Nora?
I'm 89 this year.
Oh, good Lord. Oh.
And that ribbon had to be pulled out and ironed and put back every week.
What happened to the penny? What you're talking about is a pinafore. And I love the thought of that. Nora, did you wear it to protect your underclothes?
Yes. No.
Hang on, Fanny said she's got one. Fanny's farm shop has got the most amazing collection of things in. Have you got it on display, Fanny? What's a washing dolly?
It's a stick with five prongs on the end, and you'd jam it into your... and swirl it.
Oh, I'm sorry, my producer's fallen off his chair.
Disappear into the loo and whip it off quickly.
We're very, very sad people.
You are. You're making us laugh. I love the thought of you running into the lavatory. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yellow and black and
then
yellow and black and rectangular.
Rectangular, yes. And what else?
Well, yellow and black and rectangular.
Rectangular, yes. What else?
Well, doctor, it has kind of black and yellow and black and
rectangular, yes.
It has kind of shapes inside.
Yellow, black, and shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere.
What else?
It has kind of wedge shapes inside.
Yellow, black.
Black and yellow and...
and with...
rectangular.
Wedge shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere. Do you hear me?
There. Just lie back.
Black and...
black and yellow with...
everywhere, do you hear me?
There, Mrs. Black.
Well, wedge shapes.
Mrs. Wedge.
Everywhere.
There. Back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Rectangular, black, and with wedge shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere.
Just lie back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Yellow and with black shapes...
wedge shapes inside.
Inside.
Oh, everywhere, do you hear me?
There. Back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Mrs. Yellow. Back on the couch.
What does it mean? Am I losing my mind?
Just lie back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Just lie back.
Am I losing my mind?
There.
Everywhere.
Just lie back.
Do you hear me?
There, Mrs.
Everywhere. Do you hear me?
There.
Do you hear me?
Mrs.
Rectangular.
Mrs. Rectangular, yes.
Am I losing my mind?
What you have been seeing everywhere you look are those yellow and black signs used to indicate a fallout shelter in buildings.
So you see these signs too, Dr. Black?
Why, sure, Mrs. Rectangular.
Well, I feel better already.
Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us as a precious gift to his children.
And drug abuse is not a crime. Drugs and excessive alcohol are used by former Attorney General Meese.
Drugs help us create love and hope and trust and confidence.
Being friends to others is the best way of being friends to ourselves.
It's up to us to change attitudes and just simply enjoy life to the fullest.
And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. Tonight, I can report to you that Vice President Bush smokes marijuana regularly. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin.
Each of us was once strung out on several drugs.
Here in the White House, drugs are a constant temptation, but we still have much to do. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
She's down at the end of the hall. Mm-hmm. See, she's right down there. What's your name? My name's 42. Do you have a name? Is that a fun game, slapping the table? I come from very far away. Do you know where that is? I come from the basement. Do you know where Japan is? My name is 42. Can you say that? Oh, you must be mute. How cute. Oh, that rhymes. Mute cute. Does that rhyme? You're beautiful. Has anyone ever told you that before? You're beautiful. Are you beautiful? Are you? No. No, I don't think you are. That's okay. It's easier that way. You look familiar, don't you? Yes, you do. You do look familiar. Is that a fun game, slapping the table? I have a fun game, too. It's called standing on the floor. Do you want to play? It's really fun down here. It's like being on the moon. Do you know where that is? That's right, Japan. I have some special lefty scissors for you. Do you know where they are? That's right, Japan. You're left-handed, aren't you? How cute. Oh, that rhymes. Left-handed cute. Does that rhyme? Does it? Does it? You look familiar. Drooling, how cute. Oh, that rhymes. Drool, motherfucking fool. Do you want to go home now? Do you know where that is? That's right, the moon. And do you know how we get there? 3, 2, 1. That's right, we walk. Can you walk forever? Can you say that word, forever? I can. Japan. Oh, that rhymes. I can Japan. Does that rhyme? Does it? Forever. Hey, forever. Hey, hey. No, talk to me. I want to hear you talk. Okay. Slap the table then. No, I really want you to. Slap the table. Slap it now. That is a very ugly face you're making. 42 can make an ugly face too. Here I go. Did I scare you? I'm just playing. You're fun. I would like to suck you into my bones. I'm just playing. You're fun and you're familiar. I know you from somewhere. Would you like to go home now? Climb in. Come on, all aboard. Get in. Oh, I see how it is. Well, then we'll just have to leave without you. We're leaving now. Bye. Too bad you couldn't come. Too bad who couldn't come? Who? I don't see anyone. I'm just playing. We wouldn't leave without you. So get in. Come on, get in. 42 is talking to you. Come on, get in.
And Miranda July there. I can Japan. Benet Simon Test, name of that album thing, Miranda July. And this is Exquisite Corpse Radio. We've been listening to all spoken word material today. Miranda July in there. And Reagan Drug Speech. And I thought that was Doug Kahn, but I don't know. I think it might be anonymous. Negative land in there. Yellow, black, and rectangular from Escape from Noise. People Like Us. I'm 89. And negative land again before that. Jolly Green Giant from Happy Heroes. Got some Harry Smith for you.
So many composers have seen colors when certain music was played. And I think most people, if they hear this clang of a dish falling or something, see a flash sometimes.
So, anyway, while we're listening to the Harry Smith recordings, we could tell you about, well, once again, I'm reading from the Western Front here. They're having a special event on January 17th, too, Art's birthday in conjunction. Well, not in conjunction, but the same day we are doing our Art's birthday. Let's tell you about it. It's an annual event. First proposed in 1963 by French artist Robert Filliou, he suggested that 1 million years ago there was no art, but one day on that 17th of January, to be precise, art was born. According to Filliou, it happened when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. Modest beginnings, but look at us now. And this year at the Western Front, you can see it's free admission there. You can see Attic performed by Anna Friz and Eileen Cage and Roberto Pacey, or Packy, I don't know, and Dallo, with Jean Rottier and Absolute Value of Noise and EDR special live stream from Tokyo with Don Chow. So, there's live events happening at Western Front on 17th, and the 17th here all day long, midnight to midnight, 24 hours of sound collage material and experimental noises and whatnot. We do it every year, for years now. Art's birthday. And I think it's 145 years, 146 years old, something like that. So, let's, we should probably get to some more messages now. And be coming back soon.
Hi, this is Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CI... PR
1019 FM in Vancouver. On Friday, February 22nd, 2008, at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, CITR 101.9 FM and Live Nation are proud to present Xavier Rudd. A major talent and multi-instrumentalist, Xavier plays guitars, tongue drums, stomp boxes, djembes, harmonica, ankle bells and slide banjo. His songs speak of compassion, humanity, spirituality, the Aboriginal peoples of his native land, Australia, and the environment. A folk festival favourite and hugely popular in Canada, Xavier packs in armies of the faithful at his amazing shows. Don't miss Xavier Rudd live at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre on Friday, February 22nd, brought to you by Live Nation and CITR 101.9 FM.
And in these times where paranoia closes in, power and hate are rampaging disease.
To become a drug addict is easy. And when you are a drug addict, it is easy. Being addicted to heroin for 13 long years is easy. And alive in the gutter is easy. I decided to make a career of singing. This is exciting. And I became a supper club singer. And as an entertainer, wanting to be a part of the in crowd, I began to drink and I began to smoke. From there I was introduced to pills, the uppers and the downers. I had pills to put me to sleep and pills to wake me up. I was the one that was going to draw the line at murder. And running out the door, I knocked my mother out of the way. And every muscle and ligament was just being torn apart in different directions. And I remember telling the girls and myself, I looked at my skin and it looked that of the turkey. But you know, the day that I was released from prison, it was only 2 hours after. I'd come right back out again and knock my mother out of the way in order to feel normal. And she looked at me quite strangely. Excuse me, to each his own, dog eat dog. And I was going to live my life the way I wanted to live. Parents, obey your children. And day by day, for 32 hours, my sister and her husband had to sit on me. I thought, this is for real. This is exciting. As I got down on my knees and asked Christ to knock my mother out of the way 24 hours a day. There was a nurse going by and I called to her and I said, nurse,
everyone's upstairs. Young men with pretty girls. Rob glanced and saw my plump, ripe breasts. It's a crime to put that dress on, he said. Rob got up and gripped my dress, his black and powerful pummeling arms heaving at my cheeks. Rob was hung like a horse. I stood up and pushed his hard cock in with my fingers. Mr. Bullivant's small, hot cock flapped loose. It was all right unless you looked closely. Kate pushed it with her elbow. She was a woman. The strong, sure tug of Kate's hands was thickening Mr. Bullivant. The studs polished my bare skin with their nuts. I didn't mind. I can't get at the studs, Kathy, said Kate, but I didn't care. I'd made the studs pour out thick and warm. I would make Rob come too. Rob came over my breasts and shoulders, getting the spray of zest in my mouth. It was white with the kind of scent that you could not get out of your mind once you'd smelled it. Isn't this fun? Gossip and sweet names and slaps. Isn't this fun? Things men and women did together in the dark.
Foxes, arses, foxes, bloomers!
J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Thank you.
in the fourth step. Step. Fourth step.
And now for your listening pleasure, ladies and gentlemen.
Wayne Butane.
I'd rather eat worms.
Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
All of the people listening should be
naked as a jaybird.
Now pay close attention to
what the fuck is going on here.
This is Aaron Carter. I wanted to introduce myself and my music to you. I may be only 11, but I can tell you that I've already spent a lot of time in
Chinese whorehouses.
I'm George W. Bush, and I
was a teenage
fucking machine, as you may call it.
I don't believe that.
Do you know that instinctive reactions which enable babies to do things without having been taught happens because of some special need?
Shut up, you fuck.
A lugaroo.
What? Prick.
A monster work of internality. If you click captain.
You shut up.
This month, Faux Press Book Club recommends the book Annoying Unfunny Rubber-Faced Asshole, an autobiography by Jim Carrey.
Oh, okay.
Get down! I'm so glad I finally started.
That's nasty!
It's disgusting.
Hey, what's the difference between toilet paper and toast? Toilet paper gets brown on both sides. I mean, wait, toast has brown on both sides. I'm like, dude.
I was like, yeah, maybe your toilet paper, but not mine.
Yeah, toilet paper gets, the toast gets brown on both sides.
Suddenly, a trap door opened.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I'm sorry, but what do you expect me to do about it?
News special. Mrs. Brown's pig has caught the measles.
Further details on this news special at 9:55.
Beethoven's brother Randy always felt bad about shooting off firecrackers close to his ears.
Oh, God, what have I done?
Oh, don't even think about that.
But getting it on is harder than it looks.
Visit us online at www.fuckingfuckup.com.
Thank you.
Do bulk door origin is possum. You need is Instum. Now or lid once watch. Ask Master. It's you could even find painter and lid on. Spin takes up about the space of a dripping bag, just lower. Bag, you'll never see anything. Here's how to order.
Call 65809
extension 103
and order your spores.
Call now and we'll also include this special dome pan.
Stop all this fiddle faddle.
We now return to Tom Hanks in Drew Barrymore.
They're getting together for an injection party.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Now it's getting sticky.
From 1967, that was the Neon Prennies, with their hit record titled Rabid Nuns and Dogs with Rickets.
I prefer to listen to Cheap Trick.
Me too.
Cover your old sofa or chair with a
butt-naked clown.
I'm Alyssa Milano, and this is
just nasty.
We now return to Tom Hanks in
800 pounds of human waste.
That's a good idea, and I'll make brownies.
Here's a little game we can play with our fingers.
Hide and go fuck yourself.
Try it today.
Three's Company was videotaped in front of
tons of trash.
Broiled at 1,800 degrees.
That's good. That's wonderful.
So's your face.
We now return to Drew Barrymore in
Gollywog's Cakewalk. Gollywog, you're made out of a stocking. Just look at you walking around kind of crazy. You'd better be careful or you'll fall down in a heap. What are you doing anyway? A cakewalk.
All right. Sorry, I got to break in. It's CITR Radio 101.9, Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show you've been listening to. And, next week for 24 hours, you'll be hearing this kind of thing, sort of, almost, kind of, sometimes. And for 24 hours, January 17th, remember that, I keep stressing that, but you're always surprised when the day comes. And Wayne Butane in here with Spam Purse from Imbalanced. Various artists, or not various, it's a various, well, it's it's a thing by Wayne Butane, which, how many, 10 tracks, all 7 minutes long, all of them. Chris Burke in there with The Fourth Step from Idioglossia. Cassette Boy was in there with Wind It Up, Rob Will Dance from the Parker tapes. We heard People Like Us with Drug Addict from What's the Use, and it's about time to sign off here and leave you with Thunderbird Radio Hell coming up at 9. But I'm going to be playing some Steve Fisk for you now. Tragedy at Sea. So until next week, remember, the future is bleak.
February 20th, tune in all night long for the Homelessness Marathon on CITR.
Why do a nationwide homelessness marathon?
Because homeless people should have access to the media where they can freely speak out. Because it is the homeless who are best able to educate people on the issue of homelessness.
This 14-hour broadcast will begin at sunset on Wednesday, February 20th, and continue through